There are movies about haunted houses, haunted forests, and even haunted dolls. But it's not often a movie comes along about a haunted pool. Although one of our movies tonight is not about a haunted pool, it's still about a horrifying experience with a pool. Join us now as we dive into Night Swim and the pool on this all-wet edition of
Shriek Previews!
Will cease with fear. The monster's creeping near. It's time to lend an ear to Shriek Previews.
Dan, tonight's movies are about swimming pools, and there haven't really been any movies about scary swimming pools in the past, which is kind of weird because swimming pools are a little creepy at times.
It can be. And the people.
Yeah.
The people that go to the swimming
pools. People that go to swimming pools, yeah. Remember when we were in high school, there was a swimming pool attached to the high school public pool?
Neptune's pool.
Neptune's pool, yeah. And I used to always hate when we had to do swimming for gym class.
Why is that?
Because you spend the rest of the day smelling like chlorine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had gym class like third period.
And and the whole day. And if it was like hot, because we didn't have air conditioning in high school. So you're sweating and smelling chlorine all over for the rest of the day.
Yeah. So
that pool was kind of, it was a gigantic pool.
Yeah.
And it was very deep. Yeah, it was a swim team.
Right, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever. But, tonight we are talking about Night Swim and the pool. So there's your spoiler alert, people. Also, I guess we forgot intros. I'm Brent, and I'm here with my co-host, Dan. We are the hosts of Shriek Previews, which you're listening to right now. So hopefully you know what podcast this is. So I covered Night Swim. I'm going to cover Night Swim. You've got the pool.
Yes.
And we're trying to do this whole shortened thing. So recap the movie in 60 seconds.
Oh, crap.
I hope you're ready, Dan.
I do have to say, what a novel idea to make a movie surrounding a pool or things that happen at a pool.
Right. And obviously, the pool and Night Swim are two very different movies, but
different pools too.
Because
I'm not saying they're the same pool. One is like a family backyard pool, and the other one is like an Olympic size, like a public pool. Yeah, with diving boards.
Taiwan or Thailand or Malaysia.
I thought it was Thailand.
Okay,
that's what, because it took me a lot of like digging into, because I thought it was Malaysian. This film, the pool. And then, and I couldn't figure out. And finally, at the end of the credits, it said something about Thailand.
Whatever. It wasn't the United States.
No.
So, all right. Well, then, Dan, lead us in. Dive on in. And hopefully this will go swimmingly.
I'm drowning.
Yeah, I think you are going to drown with this. Let me pull out my timer. It's like you're in the sports draft, you know.
Yeah.
Dan's on the clock. All right, so 60 seconds. Tell us about the pool.
So the movie The Pool is about this guy named Day, and he's part of a film crew. At the end of the film, they do the wrap-up, and he stays behind. He's a diabetic. And so he takes insulin shots. And so the pool drains, and he falls asleep while it's draining. Suddenly, he can't get out, and everybody's gone.
Yeah, he's on a floaty thing.
He's on a floaty, and his dog's tied nearby, and so then he realizes he can't get out. His girlfriend comes by. She dives in when the water's level still, you know, it's high enough where you can dive, but it's still, you know, low where you can't get out.
30.
And he gets up, wakes up, says, "No, don't jump," and she slips and hits her head, startled by him. Hits her head on a diving board, and then she's knocked out, and she's hurt. And then suddenly a crocodile or an alligator comes out of the he falls in, the crocodile comes in and falls in, and And all panic ensues. They try to get out, and he's defending her from this crocodile. Crocodile lays eggs. He manages to escape, but ends up in another pool. And then she drowns, but then he manages to get out and saves her, resuscitates her, and that's it.
All right, that was probably closer to 70 seconds, but we'll let it slide.
Oh, man, I got to get better at that.
Yeah, you do. I mean, it's pretty much, you, I think you went into too much detail. It's about two people that get trapped in a drained swimming pool and a crocodile shows up.
Yeah.
That's
basically it. Yeah. But what a novel idea.
Yeah, and you'll recall a couple weeks ago we watched this trailer in preparation for this episode. And I looked at the trailer and I was like, that looks kind of lame.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think this movie was lame.
No, me neither.
I felt that this movie was really damn stressful.
Yes, yes. A lot of situations happen to this guy. He's diabetic. He's trapped in a place he can't get out with nobody around. And
yeah,
after the
pool's actually been decommissioned.
Yes, yes. And they used it for the film. Mm. Everybody's gone, so nobody's coming by. And then add to that, to the mix, an apex predator.
Yeah.
Classic. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know I'd say it's classic. It's very unique.
It's very unique. It's very unique.
It was extremely well done. Every time it looks like he's going to get ahead or, you know, maybe escape, something foils him. Either unfortunate timing, twice people come by, but he's either sleeping or underwater, whatever like that, and he misses out on the people.
The pizza guy comes by, sees no one, takes off, because he's underwater. He's, like, stuck through
his keychain, whatever it was.
And then he just leaves the pizza there and takes off.
Yeah.
I found that this movie had a few pockets of slow pace, but just enough to, you know, where it picked up pretty quickly and kept moving on steadily with the story.
Yeah. Here's what blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
Something in this movie that you won't see in an American movie.
Mm.
They show the dog die.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And that ripped my heart out, number one, but it was done so well because I think the way they did it, they almost portrayed it like the dog knew it was sacrificing itself for his master.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. There's some things that were kind of ridiculous to me. Like, I don't think the dog would have thrown a pizza down to him. It was like, but you know, but the movie was overall fun.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the CGI crocodile, it failed at times, but overall pretty good.
Yeah,
There's times where I'm like, "Oh, that looks really bad," but for the most part, I was very impressed by the effects.
Yeah, yeah. And then I love the scene towards the end where he's like, he feels like he's got nothing left to lose because his leg is broken.
Mm-hmm.
She's trapped like
in that drain
area, and so he like wraps barbed wire around his fist, and he's like, "All right, I'm gonna cage fight this crocodile."
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that speaking of that, I thought Koi, which is a girl, his girlfriend, I thought Koi might have been underwater a little too long to be revived.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, you know, but a movie, as you say.
Exactly.
But overall, enjoyable. Man.
Yeah, like I said, the trailer did not look very good, but the movie was extremely well done, despite me having to have, you know, the subtitles on because it was in another language.
Yeah.
But except the dog spoke English. I mean, rough is pretty much the same. No,
it's same. It's universal.
Right. Universal.
Mm.
But,
I like that, the typical like Asian love song at the end of the film with the montage of the different scenes.
Right.
I thought it was kind of unique to see. You don't see that anymore in a movie in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Back in the 80s, 70s, I remember used to see montages of the different scenes of the movie, you know, but very unique film.
And this movie was basically done in one location.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's either
in the pool or
under the pool. Yeah. Two main characters.
Koi and Day.
Three if you count the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Four if you count the crocodile, but that was CGI.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few tertiary characters that we only see for a few minutes.
Yeah.
But like I said, very stressful, kept me on the edge.
A lot of tension.
Yeah.
A lot of tension. You know, I've been wanting to see this film for a while. The fact that it's in just the imagery, when you see the trailer, the empty tiled, huge space with a crocodile was very visually inviting to me.
Yeah, I had never heard of this until you said, hey, we should do this one.
Mm-hmm. I remember you were all like, I don't know, this looks kind of lame. Look.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's
there's surprises out there.
Right. It's a shame because there's certain movies where, like, the trailer looks great and the movie is kind of eh.
Yeah.
And then there's movies where the trailer looks eh and the movie's really good.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't really say I enjoyed this movie because I was so stressed out about it, but it was extremely well done.
Yes, it was.
And I think people should watch this movie.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, yeah. Definitely a watcher. So, so I guess we do the ratings now.
Yep, now we'll do the ratings.
And I am thinking you give this an 8.
7.5.
7.5.
Yeah. Mm. I thought it was, you know, this is not a movie that I would necessarily go and buy, but this is a movie that I think, especially somebody who likes tense, intense movies should see this at least once.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Definitely.
So I think you gave it an 8.
I gave this a 7.5 as well.
Okay.
7.5.
Right. Uh-huh. That wasn't lost on me. So, so we both gave it a 7.5. That's a solid showing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely something not, at least to watch once.
Right.
Exactly. You know, like you said, I probably wouldn't have this on my horror movie film shelf, but you should check it out once because it's a unique story. It's a unique idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's The Pool from, you said, Thailand?
From Thailand.
Yeah.
And it came out in, this movie came out in 2018.
All right. Before we move on, let's go to our friend Angel, who is going to tell all of our listeners about our Patreon.
Hey there, horror fans. We would love your support. At patreon.com/shriekpreviews. Not my personal information. For $4 a month, we can continue to bring you different perspectives of things that go bump in the night. Naughty. Also, leave a shiny 5-star review on your favorite podcast directory. And be a love. Tell your friends who enjoy the thrill of a scary movie. You know, who doesn't like a thrill? Naughty again. Last but not least, darling, write and tell us what you want to hear. Or share your own spooky story that gives one goosebumps, like a soft tickle in the back of the neck. Now, who's being naughty now?
Okay, so Night Swim. Well, you got your timer ready. And this movie was really hyped on social media. And they were running the commercials every, 10 minutes, it felt like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it had a lot of hype.
This was, the next, or the first big horror movie of 2024.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was, and I thought that I'm like, this is going to be the first big horror movie of this year. And,
let me know when timer's ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So go. Ray Waller is a baseball player whose career was cut short by a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. And he's played by Wyatt Russell, Kurt Russell's son. His family moves into a new house, but the pool is haunted. Weird stuff happens, and they learn that the water grants wishes and will heal Ray, but it always demands a sacrifice. The water also seems to possess people who accept its power and makes them do its bidding. Kind of? In the end, the water tries to take Ray's son, but Ray gives himself up to it instead because someone has to pay the price.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close. I think I should have given you a little bit better of a...
Yeah, because you just kind of did sign language, and I didn't realize that was like a 10-second countdown.
Yeah.
I was almost to the end anyway, so.
Okay, you do very well with that.
Yeah. So this movie, now, this is going to sound weird, because it reminded me in pacing and feel to The Ring, even though the story is nothing like The Ring, but just kind of... like I said, just kind of the feel. And then there were also elements of The Shining when Ray goes psycho.
Yeah, I agree.
But
I have to come clean about something, man.
Okay.
I fucking gave you 30 seconds for some reason. I didn't set it to 60 seconds.
You're a bad person.
I didn't mean
So basically I did that recap in 35 seconds.
Yes. You did even better than expected.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I should send you out in the cold.
You should. You should. I would not blame you.
Okay.
Anyway, but anyway.
I'll just murder you.
Okay. All right. This is a horror movie podcast.
Right.
Live by the horror movie, die by the horror movie.
Right.
Or wait, live by the slasher, die by the slasher.
Right. So overall, I thought the movie was... I mean, I thought the character development was kind of cool. We saw the main character, and it communicated who he was.
Uh-huh.
And where he's been, what these new challenges he's dealing with now. I thought his acting was fine. His wife's acting was fine. The kids were forgettable, but kids in these movies, when the kids aren't the main focus, are often forgettable. You might as well just call them Child A and Child B.
Yeah.
And 9 out of 10 times, it's always a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
The subplot where the water, like, possesses people and demands a sacrifice, I thought was kind
lame.
Of,
yeah, I thought it was lame.
It seemed kind of tacked on.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, this movie had a lot of hype, and indeed, it was about a little bit more than a haunted swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't live up to the hype, in my opinion. I did not think this was as great a movie as the trailer made it look.
I totally agree with that. I was not impressed. I got out of there. I'm like, man, this movie kind of sucked. I thought it was a formula. You know, it was this whole thing about, like, I knew the little girl was going to come back at some point, right, you know, and help be like the savior of this family. And, you know, it just didn't do anything for me the whole time. I was like, man, this is going to happen. And it happened.
Yeah, it was predictable.
It was
very predictable. I didn't think it sucked. I just didn't think it was particularly great.
Yeah, no, no. I thought, you know, it's just the acting was fine, you know, but how can you mess it? You know, it's just, it didn't seem special.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something that years from now we're going to look back on.
No.
You probably come across it on Netflix and say, oh, I saw that, and then move on.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the kid was recording the pool party. Remember, he takes the camera and goes to his parents' room and records the pool.
And that's when he sees his dad, like...
His dad dunking the kid or drowning the kid.
Yeah, the because of the seizure from the MS or whatever it was.
Yeah.
The fact that the neighbors were so, like, they turned on them just like that.
Yeah.
Even though what it was clearly... it wasn't clearly, because obviously it looks like it was caused by this haunted water. But from the outside, it looked like this was just an accident brought on by his MS.
Exactly. It didn't look malicious.
Right.
It didn't look malicious.
Considering he was nearly drowning as well. It's not like he held the kid underwater and was like,
you can't breathe. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. It seemed like they turned on him right away. Just nothing memorable. I didn't know that was Kurt Russell's kid.
Yeah.
Wyatt Russell.
Yeah. Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn's kid.
Wow.
He was also in Overlord, which we had covered.
Who was he in Overlord?
He was the main character.
I thought the one black kid was the main character.
Well, I mean, he was with them as well, but Wyatt Russell was the guy who, after their commander got killed.
He was the one that takes command of the platoon or whatever it was. Yes, yes. It was a group leader. Yeah. Well, I mean, what would you have done differently for this movie, Brent? Well, how could you have saved this movie about a night? I would have not made it. You know,
I don't know. I guess maybe what would have saved it is if there was more visual effects to it. Maybe if we saw, like, you remember back in the 90s, James Cameron's The Abyss, where the water turns into a hand or
something, or a face.
Right. You know,
yeah.
Something like that, rather than just like hair coming out of the drain.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, man, that's disgusting, but it's not horrifying. It doesn't really
it was just
scare
kind of,
you.
Bleh, right.
Yeah, there was. I thought there was the what I thought worked was when the wife Eve, she goes down into the pool. I think that was her name, Eve. And then she looks behind her and the pool's like miles away and it's a little rectangle. I thought that was cool.
That was cool.
And then she comes across all these, you know, deceased people.
Right.
The one big guy that keeps appearing, I thought he was good. It was creepy.
Right,
it was,
the bloated
waterlogged guy. Yeah. You know, and
that was kind of cool, but not enough to save the movie.
It relied on the jump scare for that. But you're right. It's not enough to help the movie along.
Yeah. Like I said, if there was more cool stuff done with the water, that may have saved the movie. Also, like I said, the plot just seemed a little convoluted. Unnecessarily convoluted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I agree. This whole cockamamie thing about the water is healing, but it takes a life.
Yeah.
Right.
Where did it come from? Yeah. Why?
Why?
And now, you know,
I've often said, you know, sometimes you don't need an explanation from the villain.
Right.
But in this case, it would have helped it to understand, okay, well, this is why the water's like that.
Right.
It's contaminated, it's cursed.
What? When the wife goes and visits the last family that lived there and learns that, you know, oh, my husband is fine. And yeah, it killed our son, but, you know, that's fine. It's just, it's,
yeah.
You know, it's like, really?
And was she sick because of the water?
Maybe because then
she starts. Doesn't she start coughing up or tearing the water?
Yeah, the black water.
Yeah,
water. Yeah. Like I said, it was convoluted.
I thought that part was creepy. That lady, you know, going through her little spiel and you know crying the blood water, the black water. But
maybe if she had broken down and she was like, you know, the water demanded a sacrifice. And yeah, I got my husband's health back, but the price wasn't worth it. And we just had to get away from there. Mm-hmm. You know, if she showed some remorse or something and then the water overcame her and whatever, maybe. But she was like, oh, yeah, it's fine. It killed my kid. But yeah, everything else is copacetic.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, it's this movie could have been better. It could have been worse.
Yeah.
But it certainly was not what it was hyped up to be.
Well, bottom line, was it the price of admission? Was it worth the price of admission? No. No.
No. I mean, I saw it at a cheapo movie, and even so, it wasn't worth. I think I paid $7 for it.
Mm. And it wasn't worth the money.
No. This could be a Redbox,
mm-hmm.
you know, something like that, or it's a renter. But it's certainly not a go to the movie theater.
No, I'd skip it.
Yeah. So I'm going to say you gave this one 4 skulls.
I gave it a 5.
You gave it a 5? Okay.
Production was good. There was moments of creepiness, but nothing memorable. I really didn't enjoy it. I just, what saved it, I thought that the acting was good, was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the kids were, you know, okay, neither here nor there. They were, you know, okay. And there's little moments. It was their attempt at a unique concept. You know, there was, it was a unique concept that they didn't execute correctly.
Yeah.
So, I didn't hate it.
Right.
But I, like you said, I didn't really find it particularly kind of enjoyable.
Meh. Yeah, meh.
Yeah. So, 5.
Okay.
I'm thinking you gave this a 5 as well.
Yeah, exactly. I gave it also 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking like 5.5 is middle of the road. But I didn't care enough to spend that extra half on it.
No.
And it didn't deserve a 6. So 5 it is.
And you know me, I'm stingy with
my
half
skulls.
You're
really stingy. I'm usually pretty liberal with those halves.
Yeah.
But in this case, no. So, all right. Well, so we both gave the pool 7.5.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I believe
so. And we both gave Night Swim 5.
Five.
So we're in sync.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm in sync. You're the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, man. Well, I get the chicks.
Fair enough, I guess. But now you're new kids on the block.
Oh, no.
You're old and washed up.
No, not the new kids. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're Nelson.
Now you're really getting personal. Now you're fighting words.
I remember the Nelson twins with the long straight hair.
Yep, Matthew and Gunnar Nelson.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason they were famous, you know, they got big is because they were Ricky Nelson's kids.
Yeah, it's true.
So, and they had one album, I think, and one hit.
One hit, one album.
Yeah.
So. One shot, one kill.
Right. So, okay, well, you know, it's been a while because there haven't been a lot of trailers coming out, but there's a trailer I want us to watch. I heard about this one. I've seen some stills, but I deliberately didn't watch this trailer yet so we could review it here. So, listeners, I'm going to put the link down in the show notes. And Dan, let's take a look at the trailer for an upcoming horror movie called Abigail by Universal Studios.
Ooh!
So, Dan, what'd you think of that?
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah, I'm ready for this, man. I love it when bad guys get it from a vampire. You kidnap a fucking little girl, turns out to be a vampire, and you realize when it's too fucking late, man, I can't wait to see this. What is this catalog or categorized as horror comedy?
Yeah,
it looks like
so.
There's elements of comedy.
Yeah.
Giancarlo Esposito's in it.
Right.
Man, I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, it looks a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There's the guy from, or the gal from, she was in... I forget what the name of it was. That movie about she switches personalities with Vince Vaughn, who is a serial killer.
Freaky Friday? No,
it was very Freaky Friday-ish, but
yeah, man. Hold on, let me see. What's her name? Ava Cantrell?
I don't know, but
Freaky. It's called
Freaky.
Yeah,
just called Freaky. That's
yeah,
right,
yeah.
From 2020.
Catherine Newton is a girl. From that movie,
yeah.
But I didn't see her in this. Anyway.
So, yeah.
It looks good.
It looks entertaining. It doesn't look scary.
No, no, no.
But it looks very entertaining.
It looks very watchable.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of Renfield.
I was just going to say, yeah, Renfield.
It reminds me of Renfield.
Yeah, that vein, kind of, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, vampires. You can't go wrong with modern day vampires.
Right. So that comes out April 19th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to put that on the list, so.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to see that.
You know, this new format with us keeping it under 60 seconds for the recap, is cutting down on the, so we're at just below half an hour. We're at 28 minutes for this, but ooh. I think we did a solid job.
Yes, we did.
And maybe this will, listeners, let us know whether you'd like us to be more in-depth or if you like this new format. You can reach out to us. You can communicate with us at shriekpreviews@gmail.com or on Instagram at shriekpreviewspodcast. We are also working on getting a TikTok up and running, and I believe that's just Shriek Previews on TikTok. Angel is heading that up.
Yep. And don't forget the Evansville convention.
We are going to be at the Evansville HorrorCon the first weekend of May.
Stop by and say hi to us.
And here's the thing. We've got a free ticket to give away.
And for what? For the
HorrorCon.
Really?
Yes. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to do a contest.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do to qualify for this contest is to email us at shriekpreviews@gmail.com and tell us what your favorite horror movie is and why.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, wow. And this to lure victims, listeners in?
And then somebody who writes in will be selected. I think we'll probably, everyone who writes in will, it's not, we don't want to make it like whoever chooses the movie we like best or whoever writes the best essay.
Mm-hmm.
So no. Of the people that write in.
The first one.
No, not the first one. We'll pick one at random.
Okay.
So
that sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If you guys don't take advantage of this, you guys are crazy.
Right. So that will get you a free entry into the Evansville HorrorCon in Evansville, Indiana. The first weekend of March.
Yes, that's March. What was it? Third and fourth?
Second and third, maybe? I don't know. Let's see.
Now I've mixed the listeners up.
First, second, and third.
First, second, and third of March.
Of March, yes.
Okay.
So, write in. Tell us what your favorite horror movie is.
It's promised to be a good time.
Yeah, that HorrorCon, we're looking forward to it. So,
isn't that like the biggest one in the Midwest?
I don't know.
I've heard about it. I don't know.
It's a spinoff from RaptorCon.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, but I don't know. Honestly, I've never been to this convention, so I don't know how big it is. But it looks like they've got a lot of panelists and celebrities that are going to be there, and we're going to be doing a panel. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So come see us at Evansville HorrorCon, first weekend of March. But write in shriekpreviews@gmail.com. Let us know what your favorite horror movie is. Thanks for listening. We will talk at you next week.